Known as South Africa's Silicon Valley, Cape Town has long attracted foreigners with its pristine beaches, laid-back lifestyle, and vibrant culture. But as tech hubs emerge and the cost of living soars, there's a crucial need to equip the city's youth with the tools necessary to thrive. This newly established hub called Innovation City seeks to accelerate growth among startups by bringing young entrepreneurs of various business interests under the same roof.
We were all there trying to figure things out.
Its founder, Kino Kamez, says it wouldn't have been as successful pre-pandemic.
In a lot of ways, COVID has been one of the best teachers we could have ever had. Never before has the world collaborated the way it has, and it's no different with business. We've got some critical issues that we need to sort out, especially on the African continent, and we can only do that through collaboration.
The Norskin Foundation recently launched a $200 million growth fund dedicated to innovative African startups that focus on making a positive impact on the continent. Other VCs are following suit.
As the city emerges from lockdown and struggles with a high unemployment rate, places like Innovation City encourages and empowers people to work together across all sectors, leading to greater job creation within the continent.
Venture capital funding in Africa hit an all-time high last year, reaching more than $5 billion. But some say the success of a startup depends largely on the one calling the shots.
Leadership is a fundamental issue because we've seen the converse of that. We've seen what happens in this continent when you've got dictators, people who don't allow for democratic processes to work or for entrepreneurs to thrive. So leaders need to, in some ways, clear the path so that successful and talented people can thrive through that.
Leaders like Napoleon Masinga were moved to see how the pandemic impacted the lives of those around him. And so, the next chapter was born, an event featuring renowned guest speakers to equip young creatives with the business acumen to overcome similar challenges.
We refer to ourselves as global citizens because through technology, through the internet, we are now part of a global community. We want to take that even further, and we want to be part of the global conversation.
A conversation impacting life on the African continent and the way those on the outside view it. Gillian Wolfe, Al Jazeera, Cape Town.